This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Some time ago, there was a newspaper article which made a reference to a mysterious malady called wristwatch syndrome. Not exactly a household illness, but apparently it affected enough people to have been considered important enough to report on. But I think there's another malady going around these days. It's not mysterious, but it is subtle. This one, without our awareness and immediate attention, has the potential to infect our souls. We might want to call it holiday season syndrome. Holiday season syndrome is a seasonal secular virus that appears in the air shortly after Thanksgiving. It is subtle, gradually attacks one's senses and nervous system. It makes one's thoughts turn to demands that just won't go away. Party after party, last-minute shopping, mailing a few more cards, planning menus. It runs down one's energy level and makes each day an ordeal to get through. It overwhelms its victim as it builds. It eventually takes over one's heart, leaving no room for anyone or anything else. It eventually works its way into the memory, dulling it to the point that those infected with it cannot distinguish between simple concepts such as holy day and holiday. But there's a cure for this virus, Advent. Its prescription is watchful waiting, keen awareness, and preparation for the arrival of the Son of God. But this cure comes with a warning label. This prescription must be taken daily for weeks in anticipation of His coming. By following the directions, not only will one be spared the debilitating effects of this virus, but one will be given a priceless gift, insight into the greatest event in human history. God personally entering into human history. These days of Advent are meant to be filled with blessings, promise, and rejoicing in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Catholics, we are called during this preparatory season to make sure that we are rooted in the reality of Christ's birthday, not in the make-believe promises offered to us by what our secular culture calls the holiday season. That we find the time to slow down, make this time a special time, a time to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord. Jeremiah 29, I know well the plan I have in mind for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future full of hope. When you look for me, you will find me, yes, when you see me with all your heart. Isaiah 61 reveals what happens when we get in touch with the Holy Spirit residing in our hearts. There's an explosion of action, healing, proclaiming, releasing, announcing. Advent is a perfect time for us to go deep inside our heart, where out of our personal encounter with the Holy Spirit, we will see the most direct path to meeting Jesus at Christmas. All it takes for us is the will to do it. Why not resolve this day to set aside 10 minutes before bedtime to examine how we lived our day and to game plan for staying more focused the next day? The reward far exceeds the effort. Borrowing from Luke 1:46, our souls will proclaim the greatness of the Lord and our spirits will rejoice in God our Savior. That is what we would call getting into the holy day spirit. My brothers and sisters, we are not asked to give up the Mary in Christmas, but rather to focus on the Christ in Christmas. Let's not count down the hours to Christmas just weaving our way through these frenetic days. Let's take advantage of these days of Advent. Savor them, use them wisely to ensure we'll be ready to meet the Prince of Peace when He comes. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.